we'll go reasoning first, and then.
Okay.
Well, I'd first like to applaud both Bountiful Scholars on the profundity of their interpretive offerings on this foundational text.
I can smell it.
would like to say that Sir Quist did seem to employ a greater variety of.
Esoteric vocabulary.
Yes. abstractions to provide a lot of different possibilities. There was the reference of thesis and antithesis. He was even able to turn Mr. Hubble's suggestion of, I guess, a socialist, totalitarian dictator situation into it's the victory of capitalism, in fact. So we notice, I think, a more deft and agile use of, BS to make the argument. I felt too that Mr. Hubble, with your, I think, quite compelling and innovative interpretation of Sam as a dictator, I think that you really missed an opportunity here when you failed to mention that by announcing his name as Sam I Am, just by addressing the master, you're pronouncing your unity with him. Like for the other person in the scenario to say Sam I Am, Sam's already won, right? Because I've pronounced my identity with him. I think the pernicious role of language in all dictatorships, that there was really an opportunity there lost for me.
For my prose, I think Carl. Carl, high points first. The right out of the gate, the discussion of syntax, Sam being on the center of the page, and thus bringing in this idea of location in the line, adding to theory. But on the flip side, Mr. Hubble high points for acknowledging this is a picture book and bringing the discussion of imagery, which is arguably 50% of the component for Dr. C's book.
Precursor to the graphic novel too. It's
what?
Wonderful.
Both of you, it was a wash for particular allusions. I think a true Bountiful Scholar would use that discussion of green in the future and bring in such abstractions, such, and get into the world of archetypes in terms of just saying green equals nature, but using the language of archetypes would help. My biggest con for Mr. Hubble was the repeated concessions you gave to Quist multiple times, like Carl said, and you're even in your closing statements, quote, it is possible you are right, whereas Carl would challenge and possibly proven wrong, very perceptively doubled down and used that challenge and turned it on his head, somewhat contradicting himself on an ear, but never backing down in the way he said it. So the hint of weakness was a major knock for me.
It's
all lameness.